We just heard about snowy owls and some of the debate about what's causing them to come to Pennsylvania in these big numbers, whether climate change is a factor. Those kinds of events are what we'll be examining as we embark on the Allegheny Front's Climate Chronicles, a series of reports and interviews all through this year about how climate change can impact us locally and what we as individuals, as a city, as a state, and region may be able to do locally to stem it. Here to talk more about this series is the Allegheny Front's executive producer, Kathy Naur. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jennifer.
So last year we covered water issues in depth and how the fracking boom will probably turn into the petrochemical boom. Would you like to talk about why we'll have this focus on climate change?
Sure, Jennifer. Climate change is one of those really complex topics that's full of doom and gloom and fraught with politics that a lot of people are just tuning in out. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to know about the solutions. And people also hear about climate change impacting places like the Arctic or island nations or along the coastal areas. But we want to bring climate change here to your doorstep of Pennsylvania. How will it impact us? We'll see more extreme weather, how that's going to impact lower-income people, elderly, people with chronic illnesses. We'll look at how wildlife in Pennsylvania may survive in a changing climate. Scientists are researching that now and trying to figure out how to save some species or habitats. So we'll be looking at how climate change is impacting us here in Pennsylvania, because that's really, I think, how people are going to connect to this issue. And the Pittsburgh Foundation is funding this project. They're really interested in these issues of environment and social equity, so that fits right into all of the issues of climate change.
And so people are always saying, what can we do? We think we here at the Allegheny Front have an important role of spreading the word.
That's right. So we're really trying to educate people on this topic through talking with experts and featuring stories of people doing things to really stem climate change. So we really see ourselves as educating the public, and we'll be focusing this all year. So it'll be something that will unfold throughout 2014. We'll also have a public event on the issue where we will invite people to connect with us on this issue, bring in experts to talk as well. So in the meantime, you can always email us at info@AlleghenyFront.org with any of your climate questions or concerns. We'll be heavily engaged on Twitter with this issue at Allegheny Front, and our hashtag is AFClimate. We're on Facebook as well. So we're going to try to engage people in this issue as much as we can.
Right now, looking out the window, there's still some snow out there, and we're focused on that a lot. Later on today's show, I'll check in with a Penn State oceanographer who's pretty bummed out that we'll be seeing a lot less snow cover. How about a preview of the next few weeks' coverage?
Well, it's, of course, renewable energy is the key to this climate change question. Our energy and shale reporter, Reed Fraser, will begin a series of his reports looking into renewable energy. We'll be looking at wind energy in Pennsylvania. And as you mentioned, snow is still a focus here in Western Pennsylvania. Kara Holsoppel was looking at a citizen science project that's really trying to engage backyard ice rink owners and trying to get them to report back on this, the conditions of their rink, and really help scientists looking at weather and climate patterns and educating people at the same time.
You know, Kathy, I think one of the things that's been interesting to me and others and you, I know, as we start to investigate these pieces is that happily this isn't all doom and gloom. But, you know, they say in terms of how bad it's going to get, it's really up to us and the actions we take. And I think we should end with a quote. Julie Grant's been really moved after talking to Penn State forestry professor James Finley. So let's hear from him.
My woods in my backyard contribute to a solution. My decision to drive a hybrid car links to that solution. My decision to put solar panels on my house links to that decision. My decision to put CFLs in my house, or LED lights rather than incandescent light bulbs, is part of the decision. Don't just say, I don't believe in it. Think about how you can be part of the solution.
That is a nice quote. I mean, it gives people hope that some of their decisions may make a difference. So that's a good quote from James Finley.
I've been speaking with Kathy Naur, executive producer of this program, The Allegheny Front. You can find all of our stories in this series at AlleghenyFront.org/ climate chronicles.